What I like best about this place is there's just so much beautiful water and incredible yachts. And, you know, if you like to kayak, it's great to go out kayaking from here. You can just see the whole world, the pier, the St. Pete Pier, which is really a world-class experience with so many vendors on Saturday. So now I'm walking past Pioneer Park and past the Yacht Club, and that's just always just chock full of fun at South Straw Park. That's where the Festival of Speed is. And over to the Museum of Fine Arts, and I just love going in there. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to grab a little cup of coffee and a croissant, and I'm going to start to walk out the pier to the St. Petersburg Museum of History. This is really a treasure. You know, there's the baseball and the Babe Ruth exhibit, but the happy hour with the historian, which our very own Karen Carmichael covers, is a terrific opportunity to meet local authors and find out some of the history. The St. Pete Museum of History, Rui Ferris is in charge, is amazing. So I could walk out the pier right now. I see so many people doing so many things. And of course, dining at Doc Ford's on the pier is always a lot of fun. But I'm going to walk back out and I'm going to head up Beach Drive. So right here is the Plaza Tower Courtyard and Shops. I love going there to the Ale and the Witch. And, you know, right now it's a little quiet because it's before noon, but it will really heat up later on tonight with great music. And walking up now, and I see Cassis has opened a new market and bakery. Of course, I love Cassis. I love sitting outside and watching the world go by. And here's Park Shore Grill. That is a terrific place to dine outside. Everything is al fresco. You can just hang out, have a meal, visit with friends. It's a great way to do Sunday brunch. And now I'm at Flute and Dram. And Flute and Dram is amazing. They have music every single day in the late afternoon. And our dear friend Brenda Camarinos, we call her the unofficial mayor of downtown St. Pete, can be found there. Great happy hour with charcuterie. And it's just fun to hang out on Thursdays. Jim Garrett plays, and he does a Johnny Cash rendition that's amazing. I think I'm going to go in the Birchwood. I love going, oh, this is so fun. First of all, it's so beautiful. People get married here, but I'm going up to the roof. I love the view from the roof at the Birchwood. They often have a ladies' night on Wednesdays, many happy hours. You sit outside and watch the sunset. It's a terrific place to hang out, and I really love that. The Birchwood Canopy Rooftop Lounge is one of my favorite places. And downstairs, I see there's Stillwaters is happening. This is a terrific place to hang out, too. It's an American Scratch Kitchen. It's next door to Bella Brava, one of my favorite Italian places to go. And, you know, there's people here already, and it's already, you know, they've come from the market, and like me, they're just strolling up this beautiful beach drive. You know, you cross the street, you see the North Yacht Basin. Down the road, you see the Vinoy Renaissance Resort and Golf Club, reimagined by the Glazers with macarons. I'll have to end up there for a little cafe au lait and macarons. But still going down Beach Drive now. Oh my goodness, there now I'm tempted. You know, are you a sugar nut, or are you looking for a Valentine's Day gift? You know, Beach Drive is fabulous to shop. There are jewelers, there are shoe stores, high-end shoe stores. Natural Comfort sells amazing walking shoes. But I'm at Kilwin's, and I really have to have some of this delicious ice cream. Or should I wait and go next door? Oh, here's Pechuga Gelato. Now, that is truly my favorite. I love the espresso. I love the coconut. My parents used to love this. We always used to stop and hang out. My dad would have three flavors. So between Kilwin's and Pechuga, you can really find some terrific Valentine's Day gifts. So I'm going to head up 2nd Avenue Northeast now from Beach Drive. And I have discovered a new coffee house, Paradeco Coffee Roasters. These guys opened, I guess, maybe a couple years ago. They're at 111 2nd Avenue Northeast. I like to hang out here. It is just such an exquisite interior with teal and peach. And, you know, you walk in here and it's just very relaxing. They have beautiful, incredible drinks. They're open every day, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5. I could hang out here for a very long time, but I still have to get one more Valentine's Day gift. So I am heading over to Bernie's and Son. They have been on Beach Drive way before Beach Drive became the hottest spot in downtown St. Pete to hang out. And they have beautiful jewelry. I also like Shapiro's here. on Beach Drive. That's a terrific place, from menorahs to local artists, all kinds of amazing silver. It's just a terrific place to look for a Valentine's Day gift. And I'm not sure that I'm going to make it much further if I don't stop in here at the Annex. I like the Annex. It's at the very end of Beach Drive before you turn right onto the Vinoy Renaissance Resort and Golf Club and Vinoy Park, which of course is host to so many great upcoming festivals. And I love to, you know, just sit on that patio at the patio bar and see all the hoi polloi come and go. So listen, Sassy Scribe Saturday Live has brought you downtown. Why don't you, it's still early enough, get yourself downtown. Walk Beach Drive, walk Bayshore Drive, go to Demon's Landing. There's so much to do. And if you're going to stay later, be sure to stop in at the Mahaffey's new Sonata restaurant and get your tickets for some upcoming concerts. That's all for today.